from TV to movies. I am honored to call this man at least an acquaintance, if not a friend. You know his work very well. True Lies, Platoon, movie Platoon, huh? Dirty Dancing, Terminator 2, Mortal Kombat, and it goes on and on. He is a legendary movie producer and an author as well. His book, I highly recommend. I've been recommending this to everybody. I rarely do I get a book where I can just, I can't put it down, and I can't wait for the next chapter. You ever get a book like that? A Touch of the Madness, How to Be More Innovative in Work and Life by Being a Little Crazy. My crazy friend, movie producer Larry Kazanoff, is with us this morning talking about a whole new project. Hey, Larry, thanks. I don't know if people realize this. In Hollywood, it's like 10 after 5 in the morning right now. How do you do that?
Just a little bit of a good start on the day. That's all there is to it.
Man, oh, man.
Good talking to you, buddy.
So, okay, I want to jump right into Supergiant Studios. Larry, we're just talking just casually the other day, ladies and gentlemen, as you do with friends, right? And Larry dumps this on me. He says, hey, I got a new project. We launched a whole new company. I'm going, wait, what? Yeah, it's called Supergiant Studios. Check them out, supergiantstudios.net. And I want you to tell everyone, Larry, how this works, because, ladies and gentlemen, you get a chance to work in a short Hollywood film in which you can be in it with a name celebrity. Tell me how this works, Larry. How do you pull this off?
Well, here's the thing. The number one question I've gotten over the years as a movie producer is, oh, my God, what's it like to be in the movies? It's so fascinating. It's my dream. It's my bucket list. And I started thinking maybe I can make that dream come true. So long story short, we started Supergiant Studios. And you, anybody who contacts us, who, you know, if they're a client, you can star in a short film with a famous Hollywood celebrity. It's never been done, but it should have been done. And now it is done. How we pulled it off is a lot of planning and logistics. But for example, we just did a short film with Tom Arnold, who I know from True Lies is hysterical, and a woman named Andy Poland. And Andy has had a really fascinating story. She's been an aspiring actress for years and years. She's a grandmother now. But she lost two sons to suicide and yet has the best spirit in the world and wanted to give that message and wanted to talk about it. So we designed, it's her film. She's the star. We designed it around her, and her co-star is Tom Arnold. And that's what Supergiant is, star in a short film with a famous Hollywood celebrity.
So many questions, Larry. Okay, so this lady, Andy Poland, is, you said she's been an aspiring actress for years. Maybe some small roles in that, but do you have to have any experience like that?
No, not at all. To make this, I teamed up with a company called Dreamreach Media, run by a guy named Daniel Brea. And Dreamreach and Daniel have done probably 300 short films over the years with a lot with new actors. And so they're great at it and they know how to do it. No, you don't have to be an actor at all. That's the whole point. The whole point is we want to give people who want the bucket list experience the experience. So we train them, we do everything, we make sure they look great, we have rehearsal days, they come to Hollywood, you are a movie star for a day, and you get your own film, which you have for the rest of your life. Now, short films, these are films that are 7-10 minutes long, have become a huge thing. I mean, a lot of famous directors are doing them. You know, there are 12,000 film festivals every year in the world, 12,000, and they all have short film categories. This has become a huge idea. So you get a real film that's a terrific movie. The one I just mentioned with Tom is called Smile Through Your Tears and will be in a bunch of film festivals soon. And then if you want, we'll enter the films in film festivals for you. And then you can go around the world to film festivals and watch the premiere of your own movie. We just try to make the dream come true for people who want it.
So you get this finished film, first of all. I'm using Tom Arnold because that's the one that I saw in the example, and everybody knows Tom Arnold's name. Funny guy.
Yeah,
and
right.
So is he an AI Tom Arnold? Is it a green screen Tom Arnold?
No. It's Tom Arnold. They come to our studio. We have a studio in Santa Monica. No, it's the real actor. You know, actors are interesting people. They do a lot of things you might not know. A lot of actors do private gigs. They work on commercials, overseas.
Oh, yeah.
They work in industrial films. So it's a great role for the actor. I mean, we only design great roles with great people And by the way, you don't have to be an actor, but we do qualify the supergiant stars or the clients just to make sure that everything's going to be okay. And so far, you know, it completely has. No, it's the real actor. I mean, I've made a lot of movies. I have a lot of actor relationships. And why not? It's a great day for them. It's a great short film. It's something to be proud of. People are looking for good gigs.
Well, and that's one thing. This is a quick thing for a celebrity actor. And you, as Larry Kasanoff, you can pull in a favor or two. And so you go like, hey, listen, come in, spend a day. They get paid because actors need to work and they want to work. So on a day when they may be just hanging around and going to lunch, they can go in, they can deliver a few lines, they can be in this movie 10 minutes, maybe 10 minutes long. But, okay, so the average person, just so everyone's square, they get a little mini movie with a reel, and there's lighting and makeup, and do you coach them on how to perform?
They are coached the day before on how to perform, they rehearse, they stay a little later than the actor does to do what we call pickup shots. We then edit the movie. You know, do effects, do color, do sound, do music. Everything is taken care of for them. And they get their own movies.
All right. This is so incredible. This, you know what this reminds me a little bit of? It's like, you know what Cameo is, right? This reminds me a little bit like Cameo on steroids.
That's exactly what it is. It's like Cameo on steroids. It costs about as much as a nice vacation. So if you know, you might think, well, I'm going to go take testing cooking classes this year, or I'm going to do this, or maybe do both. But it's about that. The client pays for it. It's not crazy expensive. And again, we just did it because, you know, last year we really couldn't work. There were a lot of actor strikes, writer strikes, and so forth. And I was trying to think of other things we could do. And again, I get that question all the time about what it would be like to, oh my God, imagine starring in my own movie. You know, it's my dream. And we just wanted to make that dream come true. So it's been very fun, and we're getting great attention, and we're doing a lot more of them. And it's really happy to see someone like Andy, for example, who said to us, this was literally the best day of my life. That's what we want. That's the whole idea.
And it helped her heal. It helped her heal the loss of her two sons, I'm sure.
I think in her case, it did. And all like that, but in her case, it helps her heal. And she wanted to get across the message, you know, to smile through your tears, to no matter what, keep going. That's her story. And the thing we're finding is that everyone's got a story. And so we're more and more than we ever thought designing the films around the clients or the supergiant stars, we call them, story. And we listen to the story, they tell the story to our writers, and then we craft the story based on them, and we bring in a celebrity appropriate to the story.
That's great. Now, it couldn't be a goofy story. It doesn't have to be serious and all.
No,
all
right. Listen, Andy's movie, you know, is funny too. I mean, no. It doesn't have to be a serious. These aren't serious, black and white, you know, art films. No. They're fun, happy, cool, good-looking movies that we can put in festivals. You can show everywhere. You can show on YouTube for the rest of your life. No. We want them to be fun. We want you to have a good time. We want to make people happy.
That's crazy cool. So you take a vacation out to California and you spend, what is it? What's the turnaround time? It's 2 days shoot?
Yeah, well, you come in for rehearsal one day, about half a day for rehearsal and what's called blocking, and then the next day is a shoot. So it's 2 days.
This is so incredible. I don't know. You might find, Larry, the next, you know, big star. You don't know.
You know, I think you're half kidding, but we really might. You never know where you find people. I mean, you know, on another project having nothing to do with this, on our actual movies, we're about to give someone a starring role who we found on Instagram. So you never
and
know.
Of course,
and
then
you never know where you find the next person.
Well, right. You ran into me. And so
exactly.
You and I.
We're waiting. We're waiting. Hollywood's calling, Mike. We're waiting.
Hey, man, look at my web. Look at my reel. Hey, this is just another example of you, Larry Kasanoff, with a touch of the madness. You're thinking outside. You're an outside-the-box dude-sickle is what you are.
Right. Last time we talked about my book, A Touch of the Madness, and this is my – and people always say to me, okay, so you wrote the book. What's your latest crazy idea? Well, starring a short film with a famous Hollywood celebrity. That's the one.
Go to supergiantstudios.net, not .com, because I went to .com. You go to some other thing, like a gaming thing, I think, or something. Supergiantstudios.net. You'll see Tom Arnold and this lady Andy Poland, and kind of behind the scenes as well. But you'll get all the details on how this works, what you do, and this is pretty cool, man. All right, Lair. Hey, I know you got to get to the gym or a high-powered breakfast or something that you guys do. Larry, thanks a lot, buddy.
High-powered breakfast with me and my dog. Okay, thanks a lot, Mike. I really appreciate it. Take care.
See you, man. Yeah, bye. 1320 WILS.